It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the migration out of California. Should the migration be a concern to you? My answer is yes, even though the bulk of the population lost to date has been in Southern California. When other states prove more popular and our own fair state less attractive, the migration is very likely to spread across the state, and that will affect all of us. I will review what states appear to be doing the best job of poaching our population, why they are successful, and then, at the end of the show, what can be done to stem the tide and retain our values here in California. The top magnet states drawing people from California are Texas, Nevada, and Arizona. You won't be surprised that close behind are some other western states: Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Idaho, and Utah. The last two states in the top 10 might surprise you: the southern locales of Georgia and South Carolina. Why are these other states so attractive and California not? In a survey last year of 650 business leaders, California was ranked dead last on the best states for business list. Texas, Arizona, Georgia, and South Carolina were ranked in the top 10, and the rest of the leading population poachers were in the top 20. According to a report published by the Manhattan Institute, two major causes have shifted the flow of migration from inward to outward. One is a chronic unemployment rate in the state higher than those of the magnet states. Another is the fiscal instability at both the state and local government level. The cash-strapped governments find it increasingly difficult to provide essential services, much less tax breaks or other incentives, to businesses to stay or to come to their districts. Additionally, both businesses and individual taxpayers realize they are going to be eventually tagged with increased taxes to fund the repeated state and local operating deficits. The recently passed Proposition 30 is the most recent evidence of this "let the taxpayer fund the deficit" attitude. It's been recently reported that California might even operate at a surplus for the next fiscal year, and that the state may use some of the excess dollars to fund education. Hold the phone! I read Prop 30, and it said all the money would be used for education. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But not to worry, folks. Governor Brown announced this possible surplus way too soon, so the state legislature will have plenty of time to spend any excess cash on more significant projects like the train to nowhere. Another recent headline bemoaned the fact that there are not enough children in California to maintain a demographic balance. In 1970, children made up a third of the population here in California. By 2030, the percentage is projected to drop to one-fifth. Looking at it another way, in 1970, there were 21 seniors for every 100 working-age adults. By 2030, there will be 36 seniors. This ratio will put massive pressure on institutions and programs for an aging population. Why the drop in kids in California? Well, my response is clearly anecdotal, but at breakfast on New Year's Day, a 20-year-old sitting at my table told me that when colleagues at his firm decide to start families, they transfer to a company office in Washington State, where housing is affordable and there is no state income tax. I bet that story is repeated across our fair state. So California is the state for dinks. Double income, no kids. But the magnet states get the families. So what can you do? I recently attended a lunch at which the speaker, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, pointed out that too many government officials focus on the process and not the results. I immediately thought of the myriad of processes we face here in Southern Marin. building approvals that take years and wheelbarrows of cash. The housing element and its rules that read like they were written by the Oracle of Delphi. And oh yes, the Association of Bay Area Governments. We have a state government, we have a county government, and in many cases we have a municipal government. So why in blazes do we need an association of governments that, best as I can tell, has the sole purpose of generating needless processes? So, go to your elected officials and tell them it is time to start focusing on results and not the process. You can expect most of them to defend the status quo by saying the system might be flawed, but it works. So let me arm you with a good response. If the system works, why did it take the city of Sausalito nearly 10 years to replace the public bathrooms in the middle of the city? Because the process was more important than the result. Death to the process. Give me results. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant at radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.